Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. I found this article about eating bread.
Okay, which I've only just started doing. I didn't have bread for probably about 2 years.
Yeah, it's
just
delicious.
Cut carbs out, and it wasn't until probably the last 2 months that I just started carb loading.
Because you have a newborn and it's easy to grab a piece of toast.
Oh, so easy. Toast, bit of jam and peanut butter.
Yeah, there was a long time there where I didn't eat a lot of bread.
Yeah.
But now, every now and then, don't think about it as much.
I'm going to get off it again.
You reckon? I like it. It tastes good, okay. It's once in a while, and just not all the time.
I was having about 4 a day. But anyway,
okay,
continue.
Yeah, well, that's too much bread.
It was a healthy bread, though. It was the one with the grains and, like, brown bread. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, it was the same. But do you know why I end up eating bread at the moment, or toast for breakfast?
Why?
Is because I'll be like, okay, guys, what do you want for breakfast? And I'll pop some toast in, and they're like, oh, actually, I want Weet-Bix.
So you have to eat it because they changed their mind.
Yeah, and I'm like, I got to pick my battles. I also need to eat breakfast. I'm like, fine, I'll eat the toast.
Fine. What's your go-to topping?
I like peanut butter.
Just standalone?
With honey or jam.
Okay, yep.
But that tastes like a bit of too sweet.
Yeah.
But my general go-to will be avocado and a poached egg.
Oh, very fancy.
Easy done. Got all the good things in there too.
Quick question. I know we've got to get to your story. But with the peanut butter,
yeah.
Do you put down butter first before you put down peanut butter?
For me, I do.
Yeah, okay.
For the kids, I don't because I'm lazy.
You're selfish.
I'm just like, I think because I always grew up with, you have to put like Marge.
Yeah.
And for them, because we often run out of Marge. I'm like, it's fine.
They won't know the difference.
They won't know the difference.
Tastes so much better when you put down a bit of Marge. Anyway.
You have to. Yeah, you need it. Mm. That's a conversation for another day. But speaking of bread and butter, apparently we're doing it wrong because you might think there is only way to do it. You know, you have a slice of bread, put the butter on, then you're done. But someone is saying there's a different way to do it if you actually want to appear truly classy. If you want to do it the right way, etiquette-wise, it's been claimed that when you're presented with like a bread basket at a restaurant, you should never butter the whole slice at once. Instead, what you should do is break the bread into smaller bite-sized pieces, then butter them individually as you go to eat it.
That's not a great use of time. I reject that.
I don't think it is either. So this guy is on TikTok. He's an etiquette expert. He says many people will take the entire piece of bread and butter it on their plate. Practical, certainly, but in terms of etiquette, it is incorrect.
Look, I actually do this. I know I said that sounds like a waste of time, but I actually do this because I hate filling up on the bread. And so I'll take a little bit, put a little bit of butter on it, and then eat it.
Okay.
Hoping that the meal will arrive before I need a snack on another part of the bread. It never works. I always end up eating the whole piece of bread anyway.
Well, you are supposed to take the entire piece of butter, place it on your plate.
Oh.
This is where the saying comes from, breaking bread. You break the bread into smaller pieces, mouth size. Here's my thing, though. This is why I have a bit of an issue with it, right? Maybe it was the tradition before there was actually sliced bread, because that's the only way you could do it. There's a whole loaf, you would break a bit off, put whatever on it, and then eat it.
I mean, Jesus broke the bread, didn't he?
Yes,
yeah.
Because there was no sliced bread.
Mm.
But now there's sliced bread. Should we be revising the etiquette?
Look, I think this guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
It also doesn't feel like it's very polite because you're putting your grubby hands, like all if there's a big loaf of bread in the middle of the table, your grubby hands all over this piece of bread and you've got to share it.
Now, so many things wrong with this. Just get your bread, time efficient, put your butter on it and eat it.
So you're going to do that now?
No, I'm sticking to what I normally do. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. If you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.